and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll. Today's podcast will tell you everything you ever wanted to know about digital transformation, but were afraid to ask. And today I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, Managing Partner of Panorama Consulting Solutions. Eric, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
What is digital transformation for those who are new to the term? Let's just start from the beginning there.
Sure. Well, it's one of those terms that you hear a lot about, and everyone seems to have a different meaning about what it entails. But essentially, when we talk about digital transformation, we're referring to the use of technology to make quantum improvements to a business rather than more incremental adjustments. A lot of times when companies are implementing ERP systems, for example, they're looking at just making kind of incremental changes to the way they've always done business. So it's not that they're not making improvements, they're just looking at more incremental improvements. When you talk about digital transformation, on the other hand, you're talking about completely overhauling an organization's business model, as well as the way they operate. And you're taking more of a clean slate approach to really rethinking the business model and the operational model to figure out how can we use technology to really take that quantum leap to get us to the next level and help us deal with any sorts of changes that might be having in the industry and help us compete better with people that we're competing against.
What are the major components of digital transformation?
A lot of companies will start with ERP software. That tends to be kind of top of mind for a lot of companies to think, you know, how can we leverage technology to automate some of our back office functions via ERP software? But really, digital transformation can entail any number of technologies. So it could include ERP software, but it could also include other things besides ERP software. It could include human capital management systems. It could include e-commerce, business intelligence, mobile applications, analytics, Internet of Things, a host of other possibilities. There's really no, there's an endless number of technologies that digital transformation could assume. And it's important to note that digital transformation isn't specific to any one technology. It's really looking at what type of technology can we leverage that's out there to improve our business, help us get to the next level. And it doesn't really matter if it's ERP or HCM or e-commerce or whatever, as long as it fits our corporate strategy and our overall business strategy. So digital strategies are typically heavily driven and influenced by an overarching business strategy, rather than an IT department deciding that they just want to upgrade their current system.
Okay. So how would you say digital transformation differs from ERP software implementations?
Well, as I mentioned in passing a few minutes ago, digital transformation is typically more of a revolutionary change to a business.
Right.
Whereas when you're looking at ERP software initiatives, you think of it as more of an evolutionary type of change to your business. And digital strategies are more commonly going to leverage more innovative technologies. Mm-hmm. So it's not to say that ERP systems can't be innovative, but again, you're not being myopically focused on ERP systems when you're looking at more of a broader, holistic digital transformation. So ERP systems are more commonly involving an upgraded, outdated back office system, whereas digital transformation is saying, okay, that's fine, we can do that as part of our digital transformation, but we should also look at the rest of our organization to figure out how we can leverage different types of technologies to make our business better. And it's important to note that these aren't necessarily two different options necessarily. It just means that, you know, ERP systems could be done on their own, but they could also be something that coexists with a digital transformation, and they can be one of many multiple components of a more comprehensive digital strategy.
So, Eric, how do I know if digital transformation is going to be the right choice for my organization?
I think it really comes down to risk and reward. Digital transformation is typically going to entail more change, more technology, more time, more money, more intense changes to people's jobs. And on the flip side, the digital transformation on the benefit side, typically, if it's done right, will yield a bigger ROI and payback. So typically, there's more to gain from the higher risk aspect of digital transformation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, digital transformation is typically more suitable for organizations that are aggressively pursuing growth, they're experiencing tectonic shifts in their industries, and or they're interested in overhauling their business models to be more competitive. A couple of examples of clients or industry verticals that our clients work in where we've seen this type of disruption We've seen the publishing industry is one example, just because they're ripe for digital transformation, because their product, which is print publications, right, are quickly becoming obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
Technology such as mobile apps and the internet are cannibalizing their legacy products, and print-only organizations are struggling to keep up with this evolving competitive landscape. Another example is retail. I think that's one that a lot of people understand, just because so many people use Amazon. A lot of brick-and-mortar retail organizations are really struggling to figure out, how do we compete with Amazon? How can we provide a unique customer experience? How can we compete on something other than just cost, which is what Amazon's competing on, cost and convenience? So what can we do to be different, and how can we engage in some type of digital transformation to make us a more competitive retail organization? So publishing and retail are just two examples. It doesn't mean that if you're not in one of those two industries, then you shouldn't embark on digital transformation. But it's just to say those are examples to look at in terms of what's going on in your industry. If your industry is being disrupted, chances are it's going to be a fairly easy decision that you probably need to go down the digital transformation route by necessity. If it's not being disrupted yet, then you have to look at how likely is it that we think it's going to be disrupted, and how much of an opportunity is there for us to leverage a digital strategy to kind of leapfrog our competitors and stay ahead of the curve, so when that disruption does happen, we've got a leg up on the competition.
Everyone, we're speaking with Eric Kimberling today, managing partner of Panorama Consulting Solutions, and the ground we're covering now are some of the frequently asked questions about digital transformation. Stick around, we got more with Eric coming up in just a moment.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions and our conversation with Eric Kimberling about digital transformation. Eric, what do I need to do to make the digital transformation successful?
It's a lot of the same things that are required to make any sort of enterprise software or ERP initiative successful. That includes a host of strategies and methods, including strongly defined business process management, a comprehensive organizational change management strategy. You certainly need firm executive sponsorship and technological creativity and objectivity. And what I would say is that just because these types of projects or initiatives typically entail more risk and change than a more technology-driven initiative, the people and process aspect of the change are particularly important. So when we talk about things like organizational change management, we always talk about, and you've heard me in other interviews with you talk about how important change management is for any type of ERP or software initiative.
Yeah.
But it's even more important for digital transformation, because now you're talking about a complete overhaul of your business model. Mm. And since you're not just making an incremental improvement, which in and of itself is very significant to most employees, now you're talking about an even bigger, more leapfrog type of change. So that puts a lot of pressure on your organization to make sure you're managing the people and process side of things. And it can be really tempting just to really focus on the digital aspect of digital transformation and focus on the technology and really get caught up in all the bells and whistles and cool things that the software could do. But really what companies should be even more focused on is, how are we going to get our processes aligned? How are we going to redefine those processes to take advantage of these technologies? How are we going to get our people involved in adapting these business processes? So those are some of the things that are required to make digital transformation successful. If I had to summarize, I'd say it's a lot of the same things that are required to make an ERP initiative successful, but mm-hmm. even more so.
Okay. Where can our listeners find out more about digital transformation?
Sure. So we have a white paper, I should say, on our website that's called Everything You Need to Know About Digital Transformation. And you can download that white paper on our website at panorama-consulting.com. We also do a quarterly webinar on top 10 digital transformation strategies. So it does kind of a deep dive into some of the questions you're asking here today, but taking it one step further and talking about, how can I put together my digital transformation plan? So either that webinar or that white paper, both of which you can find on our website, panorama-consulting.com, are great places to start.
Okay, great. Eric, thanks for being here today. It's some great information, and I want to thank you for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
Once again, everybody, I've been speaking with Eric Kimberling. He's the managing partner of Panorama Consulting Solutions. We've been talking about digital transformation, and he's given some tips about how to best to do that and how to choose what's right for your organization. And if you'd like to find out more, check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. This is Chris Carroll for ERP Strategies and Solutions. Thanks again for listening, everyone. We'll talk to you again next time.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series, download white papers, or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP strategies and solutions.